First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Kossi admits she has figomania.
Fig lovers seem to be in a class all of their own. What is there about figs that turns fig lovers into figomaniacs? When a friend brought a bag of figs to me last fall, my eyes feasted on that gift of plump, juicy black fruit. They made me salivate. I picked up one and slowly bit into it, savoring the sweet flavor of that tasty jewel. I tried to stop myself, but one by one the figs went down the hatch until there was just one left. My uncontrolled zest started me wondering why my love of figs is so intense. The next day a neighbor came over, she being another known figomaniac, and I offered her my last fig. I watched her close her eyes and salivate unabashedly. She told me she grew up in Canada, where apparently this fruit doesn't grow, so her introduction to figs came after she moved to California when she was still a little girl. One day, her father brought home a bag of figs. She watched him feast on them with his eyes, and he didn't just eat them, he devoured them. In fact, he devoured the whole bag without sharing a bite. She was a grown woman before she bought a bag of figs for herself. She was hooked instantly. The dictionary defines the word fig as a form of fake or mistake. But don't get figged out. Figomania is for real.
Olga Kossi writes books for children and adults. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.
Figaro.
Son quoi?
Figaro.
Son quoi? Figaro quoi? Figaro là? Figaro quoi? Figaro là? Figaro so? Figaro giù?